In our lives, we're often facing challenges that seem unsurpassed. We face situations where our resources seem insufficient for our needs that we must meet. Today's reading, taken from the Gospel according to St. John, invites us to reflect on an extraordinary miracle and its relevance to our day-to-day lives, especially in our service within the community and the apostolic movements. Of all the gestures made by Jesus during his prophetic activity, the most remembered by the first Christian community was surely the massive meal organized by him in the middle of the field, in the vicinity of Lake Galilee. It is the only episode collected in all five Gospels. The content of this story is of great wealth. Following his custom, John's Gospel does not call him a miracle, but a sign. This invites us not to stay in the fact that are narrated, but to discover from faith the deeper meaning. Jesus occupies the central place. No one asks him to intervene. It is himself who intuits the hunger of those people and raises the need to feed it. It is moving to know that Jesus not only fed the peoples with good news of God and also worries about the hunger of his sons and daughters. How do you feed in the middle of a field a large crowd? The disciples find no solution. Philip says that you can't think of buying bread because they have no money. Andrew thinks that what is there could be shared, but only a boy has five loaves and a couple of fish. What is that for so many? For Jesus, it's enough. The young man, without name or face, will make possible what seems impossible. His availability to share everything is the way to feed those people. Jesus will do the rest. Take the young man's bread in his hands, thank God, and begin to distribute them among all. The scene is fascinating. A crowd sitting on the green grass of the field, sharing a free meal, a spring day. It is not a rich banquet. There is no wine or meat. It is the simple food of the people who live next to the lake, barley bread and smoked fish. A fraternal meal served by Jesus to all, thanks to the generous gesture of a young man. This shared food was for the early Christian an attractive symbol of the community born of Jesus to build new fraternal humanity. He invoked at the same time the Eucharist that celebrated the day of the Lord to feed the spirit and strength of Jesus, the living bread coming from God. The story of the bread and fishes is much more than a simple miracle. It is an invitation to live in the way that reflects the value, the kingdom of God, generosity, faith, and commitment to others. It teaches us, regardless of our resources, our will to share and work together can lead to the multiplications of our efforts and meet the needs of our community. This passage inspires us to look beyond our limitations and act with faith and generosity, knowing that we are participating in the work of God in the world. Amen.